Okay, good morning, everybody. So the end of Shlishi of Achrimos is the end of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and it ends with the pasuk that we actually discussed last year, but I want to discuss a different aspect. The pasuk of Ha'isazos Lacham L'chukas Olam V'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam achas bashana kasher tzivad unay es Moshe. So we've spoken about in years past that achas bashana doesn't just mean one time a year, but achas bashana means, you know, mikam chesol goy echad ba'aretz, the singular nation, Achas Bashana, it's the singular day. It's the Shabbat Shabbason. It's, as we always like to say, it's not 365 days, including Yom Kippur, a year, but 364 days, and then Yom Kippur, right? And completely distinct, not just the Isser Malach of Shabbos, but Shabbason, Mikol Masim, of transcendence, a day of total Lifnei Hashem. This year I want to develop the idea of Ayas Kasher Tiva Hashem is Moshe. The Ramban says the simple pshat, which is that, you know, Aaron listened, and especially, interesting point of emphasis, I shouldn't say the simple pshat, but the Ramban says, you know, what it means is Bezos Yavo Aaron Alakodesh, that he didn't call Lifnei V'Lifnim, except on Yom Kippur, and against the tradition of the Vilna Gaon, is that Aaron, as long as he did this Seder, he was allowed to go in any day of the year, which is a very mechudash approach. Or the Ramban says, no, you know, he listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, and he went in only in Yom Kippur, and, you know, Al Pi HaSeder Hazeh. So it goes back to the very beginning that, you know, what this is, and it is a very fascinating point that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is framed as, don't do this, Al Yavo B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh, and then Bezos Yavo Aharon Al HaKodesh. That's the Ramban's point of emphasis. Rashi has quite a shocking view, but I think it really is Lishita Seinu, what we've tried to argue the last 2 days, especially about the big day Bad, the big day Lavan, the issuing of the big days of the rest of the year, you know, which are so necessary. Obviously, the rest of the year, if you're Ovid Mechaser Begadim Yerchai Bisa B'Day Shemayim, that you should take them out. This one day, when you go Lifnei V'Lifnim, is absolutely shocking, unless you understand, as we've argued, that it's all about this sense of coming, you know, with one's plain self, not with, you know, L'Chavod L'Sifares, but, you know, really coming Bizos, Bizos HaTorah, Zos Kamaseich Tom Stam Salah Samar, Zosos Habris, Shabbos, etc. So anyway, Rashi says here, Vayas Kasher Tiva Hashem, Kshegiya Yom HaKippurim Asa Kiseder Hazeh. And then he adds the following idea, which is almost like shocking. Ulahagid Shvacho Shel Aaron, Shelo Haya Lov Shan Ligdulaso, Ela Kemekayim Gzeras HaMelech. What is Rashi referring to? The Hagid Shvacho Shel Aaron Shelo Ayolov Shan Ligdulaso Alakim Mekayim Gzeras HaMelech. He's obviously referring to the big day Zav. You know, what does that have to do with, you know, the pasuk? He says, "Zos Lacham L'Chukat Olam L'Chaper Al B'nei Yisrael Mikol Chadosam Achas Bashana Vayas Kasher Tziva Adonai Es Moshe." That Aaron wasn't, you know, make his daito, and he wasn't, you know, balgaiva about having the big day Kahuna. I'm like, what exactly is this about? Now, it's true that, you know, two psukim earlier, we did have an emphasis on the begadim. Well, what exactly is Rashi suggesting? Oh. So, based on our entire analysis the last 2 days, I think we can appreciate Rashi in a completely different way. That once Aaron was told that on this most sacred day of the year, when you come into this most sacred space, right, ufashad es bigdei abad asher lavash bevo al kodesh v'nicham sham, right, that the you know, these big day lavan, which are so unique to this particular Yom Kippur, there would effectuate, would allow you to effectuate the kapara for Klal Yisrael, not the big day azav. So then the rest of the year, Aaron wore them, and when he wore them, Kimikayim Gzeres HaMelech, he knew, it changed his attitude towards the Big Day Kahuna, right? If you have the Big Day Kahuna aren't going to be used at the most critical moment of the year, when Aaron is fulfilling his tafkid v'chiper bado v'ad beso v'ad kol kahal Yisrael, right? And you don't use them specifically on Yom Kippur, specifically when you're lifnai v'lifnim, you take off those big days of. So then it means that when you do wear them, it's only because Hashem told you to wear them, right? It has nothing to do with, you know, personal grandeur, because Aaron achieved his greatest moment, his most critical moment of the year without them, right? So I think what Rashi is projecting here is, right, it's not about his you know, elevated sense of self, because it totally radically changed his perspective on the big day Kahuna, the very fact that, you know, Bezos Yavar El Al Kodesh, that the most critical kapara of the year was achieved specifically without them.